Andrew Dyson is the vice chair of the Yorkshire branch of Rail Future, which campaigns for better rail services. And Andrew's here in Sheffield and is based in Sheffield. Good afternoon to you, Andrew.
Good afternoon.
So what do you make of these plans then?
Well, I have to say that the rail industry does have to evolve, and we have seen a lot of people move into digital ticketing and the like, but we have been rather taken aback by the scale of these proposed cuts, because even by the rail industry's own figures, they say that only 6% of ticket sales are now made at the ticket office, but that equates to 200 million tickets over the course of a year. And clearly all these people that are buying tickets at ticket offices will need to continue to be able to get hold of tickets. And I think it's very important that if some of those ticket offices are to close, that all the services that are provided by ticket offices are still provided on the stations, because it's not just buying tickets at ticket offices that's the service that they provide. They also provide lots of information. If you want to buy a ticket in advance, that's something that you can do at the ticket office. If you need to buy a rail card, there are some types of tickets that you can't actually buy online, so they'll still have to make provision for those to be bought somehow or other.
How many ticket offices are we talking about here, do you think?
In South Yorkshire, well, if you look at Northern Rail, they operate 149 ticket offices, and they are going to cut that down to just 18, so it's a reduction of 131, a huge number. TransPennine Express, they only operate 16 ticket offices, but that's going down to 2. So across the board, it's a lot of ticket offices. In South Yorkshire, we have Barnsley, Rotherham Central, Meadowhall, Hall and Mexborough that have ticket offices that are currently open 7 days a week. Under the proposals, the staff on the station, the journey makers, as Northern Rail want to call them, they're only going to be on the platform at Barnsley 7 days a week. The other three stations, Meadowhall, Rotherham Central and Mexborough, they will just be staffed Monday to Saturday. And all four stations, the hours will be reduced compared to what the ticket office is open now.
How many people will this affect then? Because there are apps out there, aren't there? People can buy tickets.
There are apps, but not everybody wants to use that. And you do find a higher proportion of people who don't want to use apps or can't use apps are more vulnerable members of society, typically elderly or people with physical impairment. If you suffer from arthritis or you're visually impaired, it's very, very difficult to use a ticket machine. And you know, these people will be adversely affected. If people can't make those journeys, can't buy the train tickets, then in future that they either won't make those journeys, which just adds to social exclusion, or they'll perhaps use the car, which adds to road congestion, which I think we can all do without.
Well, Flick Williams is visually impaired. She uses a wheelchair and she travels by train. Flick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So what's it like navigating a station without a staff ticket office with your disabilities?
It will be incredibly difficult. Because I'm visually impaired, I don't have a car, I don't have access to a car, so I travel exclusively by public transport, by bus and by train, which is what we're supposedly all being encouraged to do in the interests of sustainability. So when, it's said that the staff that currently are in ticket offices will be redeployed onto platforms, frankly, I don't believe them, because this is exactly what happened in Sweden a couple of years ago. Ticket offices were closed, staff were redeployed, but then through natural wastage and with no replacements, gradually it meant the station concourses became completely unstaffed as well, and I honestly think that's the direction in which we're headed. I mean, there is the additional problem of how am I supposed to find a member of staff to get the passenger assistance that I require, because at the moment, the ticket office is the obvious place where you go for assistance. I'm not in a position to wheel endlessly up and down platforms looking for members of staff when I have no distance vision to be able to identify them in the first place and distinguish them from other members of the travelling public. So it's all quite frankly ludicrous, and I do believe it is honestly, the step to removing staff, because Schedule 17 requires the train operating companies to consult on closure of ticket offices, but it doesn't require them to consult on further removal of staff from stations. So I just think this is the thin end of the wedge.
So, Flick, I'm sorry we're a bit short of time, but you've told us exactly what difficulties you think you're going to actually come across with this system. So, Andrew, I mean, your group will be making representations to the train companies as part of this consultation, is that right?
Absolutely. I would encourage anybody who catches the train at all to look on the train operating company's website and see how they will be affected and respond to that that consultation, either directly or through Rail Future. And certainly don't let this happen, basically.
Well, it's a delight. Both of you, thank you for joining us. Flick Williams there, who uses a wheelchair and has other accessibility problems. And indeed, Andrew, thanks ever so much for talking to us as well on BBC Radio Sheffield.